Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on this Wednesday, Alan, more news from the New York Times. In a meeting the day after Michael Flynn resigned as National Security Advisor, President Trump allegedly asked that the investigation into Mr. Flynn's ties to Russia be shut down. That's according to a memo by James Comey that was read to the Times. They have not seen the actual memo.
Actually, Comey is known for taking copious notes when he has these conversations, and why wouldn't he be dealing with the most powerful man in the United States? This is what David Durbin is now calling impeachment territory. It's the idea that you would ask a federal officer to interfere with an ongoing investigation and to make sure it stopped. And this is the smoking gun, obviously. Now, the courts have used these kinds of memos from FBI people as evidence, and they have upheld it. Whether that works with the president of the United States, I don't know. But of course, this isn't good. And Mr. Chaffetz and others who have been staunch defenders of the flag are now running from Mr. Trump. And there are people who are Republicans are beginning to say, hey, you know, country above party. This is the kind of thing I've been talking about for quite a while now, David, that is going on. And all I can say is it is a major shift in what has happened. Trump is now in real, real trouble. Is it impeachable? I suspect it's still not there. But as Durbin says, it is impeachment territory. So this will lead to other people asking other questions, and the ball of twine continues to unravel.
So now let's turn to the issue of the classified intelligence that President Trump disclosed in the meeting last week with Russian officials. That was, as you talked about yesterday on the roundtable panel, wondering whether where it came from, it appears, by Israel. And of course, the president headed there.
That's right. Look, we do know that the Israelis and the Obama administration didn't see eye to eye on so many things. We do know that the Republicans invited Mr. Netanyahu to speak to Congress and that there is this very close relationship. I'm quite sure, and there's some signs already, that they are being protected, the Trump administration, by the Israelis. Nevertheless, this is the kind of thing that could lead to real trouble, because no matter what else you say about the Israeli society, they put the prime ministers in jail for cookery, and that has happened in the past. So that while the Israelis may cover for Trump and for what was said in that room, and I have no doubt that in terms of damage control, there is going to be people who are working on that one right now. I think, on the other hand, that the Russians who were in the room at the time are the key to all of this, except I doubt very much that we're going to see them turning the screw on Donald Trump, because, after all, that's what this is all about. There was an election in which the Russians apparently interfered on Trump's side, and this is where we are right now. Do you think that those guys are going to turn around and say, yeah, he did tell us?
Well, Alan, and finally, of course, as we witness very interesting times, historical in many ways in the country right now politically, there's one radio station in this region that covers it, and that's WAMC. And of course, we have a lockbox challenge. We're trying to get to $1 million in the fund drive, $500,000 in the lockbox, and each and every person in our WAMC family certainly understands the importance of that.
David, let me just say that that is what this is all about. We've had to have the kind of courage that others have had. But not that many. A lot of people have been running under rocks, getting out of the way, because they know that this is going to be very tough stuff. There are people who write me every day now, or say to me every day now, that they don't like the way that NPR is going. They think that the national organization is pulling its punches. I don't know about that. But I do know that WAMC has not, and that we've been there again and again. Joe Donahue has been there with his program. I've been there. The idea that we've been called all kinds of names, I believe you, we have been called all kinds of names, but we have stood tall and we speak truth to power. We will continue to do that. So, David, the lockbox is incredibly important. We're getting to the point now where we need to have $500,000. We have over $100,000 in it now. We've only got about 2 weeks to do this in, so the urgency is very, very great. I ask my friends and all of you who have an understanding of what's going on here that you do what you can. Put something into the lockbox and let's get this done. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And to you, David, thanks for getting up